Forbes, Fortune, Time. These are among the world's best magazines, and they're all available on demand right in your pocket with the Texture app. Texture gives you immediate and unlimited access to more than 160 titles on your tablet and smartphone, tons of exclusive extras, and years of back issues. Explore all the topics that interest you, plus get recommended articles from Texture's editorial team. Right now, Wall Street Journal listeners can try Texture for free at texture.com/wallstreet. That's texture.com/wallstreet.
Watch out, big banks. Amazon's web service is coming after you. What's their pitch? Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Hoping to break into one of the last major strongholds of online technology companies, Amazon.com is reaching out to U.S. banks, hoping to pitch its cloud computing service. Amazon Web Services manages large clusters of servers that customers access over the internet. We know this as the cloud. But what could this partnership mean for both sides? Let's get right into it with Wall Street Journal reporter Christina Rexroad, who joins us on the line now. Welcome, Christina.
Thanks.
So, which banks have Amazon Web Services unit been approaching, and what has their pitch been?
Amazon usually likes to play things close to the vest, but right. We know that they've been approaching J.P. Morgan and Citigroup and Goldman Sachs, probably some other places. Capital One Financial has talked a bit about how they've been using Amazon Web Services. So, there's a couple of things that Amazon can try to sell the banks on. One is that Amazon can tell the banks, well, look, you're on the hook for a lot of security issues, which is true. Banks always have to be really careful that they are doing business with you know, customers who are upright.
And
sure. So that they're not going to get hacked. So Amazon can tell the banks, like, look, you'll be more secure with us than on your own data centers. That's their pitch. And Amazon can also tell the banks, because banks need to save a lot of money right now.
Sure.
You'll save a lot of money by running your programs on our data centers rather than on your own.
Right.
You know, they just don't have to build up so much infrastructure and keep those running. So.
Right. It makes sense. Is there any indication on how much big banks could save by moving toward the cloud?
It's all still really new. Like, even the banks that are doing it, like Capital One, we think that they're still just using this for sort of, ancillary data. Like, they're not abandoning their mainframes or so forth. So because it's such early stages, it's hard to tell. We reported that J.P. Morgan thinks they could save hundreds of millions of dollars if they move onto more of their info onto the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, those numbers are really squishy. And there's also concerns, like they still need to make sure that their regulators are okay with this. They still need to make sure that this is secure. So despite what Amazon and the other cloud providers tell them, they need to do a little bit of their own research and,
right,
and make sure that that's all true.
Right. What hurdles could stand in the way of this becoming a done deal?
I think that a lot of the banks still have concerns about privacy and security, because it's fine for Amazon or Google or so forth to tell them, like, hey, you'll be less likely to get hacked with us.
Right.
But they'll have to convince the banks that that's actually true, and they'll have to show them. Now, Amazon did sort of legitimize itself in 2013 when they'd rented computer space to places like Netflix or Airbnb, and you can make the argument like, well, you know, if your Netflix gets hacked, there's only so many terrible things that are going to happen to you. But in 2013, Amazon got the cloud business for the CIA, and they actually gained it from IBM. So they are pretty proud of that and view that as sort of like legitimizing themselves as able to do cloud services for like serious businesses.
Right. So ultimately, it just seems as though Amazon is trying to prove itself in financial services. Do you think they have a chance at really doing this and taking that next step?
Yeah, the banks are always under, in Amazon's favor, the banks are always under pressure to, you know, cut costs. But banks are pretty slow institutions. They might say otherwise, but they are slow to adapt to change, and they're under extreme pressure from regulators who are watching everything they do. So they're not going to, they're not going to make changes that regulators are also not completely comfortable with. So it could work. It's still like a long way off from knowing for sure.
Sure. I guess we shall see. Christina, thanks for joining the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
And that's it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, we're online always at WSJ.com/podcast. You can also look out for us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and follow us on Twitter at WSJ Podcast for the very latest updates. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.